Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Wanted to talk about how things are going out there for you guys. How's it been with the bye week? Same thing with the Titans for you.
Well, for us, I thought it was good. You evaluate where you're at as a football team. You evaluate your players. Look at the things you're trying to ask them to do. See if you can help them become better. And I think that the coaches did a good job of that. And now it's obviously playing the Titans. Very good football team. Jeff's done a great job with those guys down there. And they played good on both sides of the ball. I think what's impressive with them is their offensive line and their defensive line. It always starts with your linemen. I think they're a big physical football team. They understand what they need to do both offensively, defensively, and special teams, and play with a lot of confidence. Along with having some good football players, but I think their confidence and their physicalness is the thing that stands out the most on film.
Coach, do you look at the Titans from a couple years ago as a potential model for how to rebuild a team with young players?
No doubt, and that's kind of where we're at. We're kind of in that same mode that Jeff was in, when they had to go through that salary cap situation and blow the team up. We've kind of done that this year, and we're kind of sitting in that same situation they were a while back. And he's done a really good job of defining the type of players that fit his systems, and they're playing well.
When you look at what you guys are trying to do as compared to the Titans, are there any things that stand out that are a little different? And I would say maybe one might be where you've got a running back, an all-pro running back tied up who's locked into a contract. Any other things that make your situation a little more different or complex, however you want to call it?
Well, I think different is according to the players you have at that time when you draft. And I think we've drafted a lot of these kids in the last couple years, had a big draft this year. We're actually five or six of them are starting. I mean, we've got two rookie corners starting. The oldest player on defense is a four-year guy. Demario Williams, they're 4 and 5 year guys. Those are the oldest players we have, and then other than that, it's 3 years or less on our defense. Offensively, we got a few more veterans in the fact with Brian Waters and Tony Gonzalez and Larry, but then the rest of the guys are really, for the most part, a lot of young guys. So I think that we kind of went on both sides of the ball and tinkered with it some, and that's kind of where it's at.
Coach, how do you find the balance between rebuilding, still winning, and keeping a fan base around?
Well, it's hard. It's hard. You're exactly right. It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult to do that. But that's part of the process when you rebuild. And I think winning brings the fans back. I think if the fans understand what you're trying to do, the real loyal fans, they get it and they understand that. I think for the most part, the people in Kansas City understand what we're trying to do. It's tough. We haven't done this here in a long, long, long time. So it's something new. But it was needed from where we were at, and I think it's headed in the right direction.
Help me explain to the readers here in Nashville. You said it was needed for a reason. Tell me why the Chiefs organization felt it was needed.
Well, where we were at, I mean, we were basically a team that didn't have a second tier of players. In other words, we didn't have the 3 and 4 year players still on our roster. When we blew this thing up, and after the last five drafts prior to that, there's only three players left on this football team. So the base of it is basically the rookies and the second and third year players. There's not a lot of 5 and 6 year players on this football team. We were an old team my first year. We were probably one of the oldest teams in football, and we held that team together for about 2 years, and we really didn't have a base of players. We had to draft them. For the last 2 years, then we had a big draft this year, drafting 12 guys. So that's kind of where we're at, we're continuing to try to build this thing.
Are there lessons learned over what caused you guys to start the rebuilding process?
Well, I think it's like anything else. When you're winning and you're winning and you're winning pretty consistent, you're winning 9-10 games pretty much every other year. You feel like you're okay, and you hold on to players. And maybe you hold on to them too long. And all of a sudden, your draft guys, I think, are critical. And if you don't develop your drafted players, all of a sudden you got a void between the older players and the players you drafted. And then that's what kind of took place here.
Is it hard? I know it's part of the business. I understand that, but is there any level of just being hard on a personal level to start all over, which includes getting moving on with some guys that have won some games for the organization in the past?
Yeah, it's very hard because you got to let some veteran guys go that maybe they can help you, but the way you're going, you got to do it this way. And we've tore it down to the bone pretty much for the most part. I mean, with the guys we were playing, I mean, when you think about it, so that's kind of where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Coach, how much of Gunther Cunningham's fingerprints are still on the Titans' defensive scheme and style?
A few things, how he taught the linebackers, but I don't think it's as much. I mean, our coverages are maybe a little bit different, but I think, you know, our ability to be more consistent is the thing that we're struggling with right now defensively. We play in spurts. We play pretty good at times, but I think our ability to play consistent is what's hurt us a lot, and that's what we're trying to improve on the next 11 games.
Defensively, kind of from a psychological impact, can you talk about the difference between, you know, a long, say like a 12-play, 80-yard touchdown drive compared to, you know, a big play touchdown?
Yeah, well, you know, the big touchdown play, obviously, it's one play. And so you kind of go, as a coach, you know, when they come to the sideline, you just try to say, okay, we can fix that. It's just one play. That's what you always try to convince them of, is one play. Well, the 12-play drive, all of a sudden, you know, as a team, you feel like you're a little bit deflated because it's like, well, they took the ball and went 12 plays on us. Well, the only thing I've learned from that is basically, you know, you look at the pitchers, you try to orchestrate what happened, what we got to do to try to get it stopped. But you got to convince them that even though it's 12 plays, it's still only 7 points. It's not 27 points. It's just 7 points. And so I think if you can do that, then you get away with that. But the 12-play drives, those are the ones that they demoralize you because you're on the field, you can't get off the field, your offense is sitting over there helpless, and they're wearing you down, and you know if that continues, what's going to happen to you midway in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, you're going to wear down some as a defense.
Coach, what's the mood of your team heading into this game against Tennessee? I know you had the bye week, but you're coming off your last game at Carolina. I know not the effort that you wanted to get out of this team.
Well, I don't know about the effort. We just didn't play real well. You know, the effort was good, just we didn't play well. We didn't score. We turned the ball over. Kind of what they did the next week against Tampa. They turned it over and got themselves in the same situation we got in, got down early, and then it became a game that you don't want to play, trying to pass the ball. So I just think our team right now, they're young. They got a lot of energy. One thing about young guys, they forget real fast. That's probably the best thing about young players. You know, they're excited about being back in here and practicing and getting ready to play.
How about some of the older guys? I know Tony Gonzalez, you know, there's a lot of talk about whether he would still be a Chief. Of course, he still is right now. How have you seen that situation play out now that the trading deadline has passed?
Oh, he's fine, and he's a pro, and that's what's great about having a guy like that. He's a professional. He addressed the team, told him exactly what he felt and where he stood, and he's ready to play, and that's good for us. He's a good football player, and I'm glad he's back.
Coach, how is Ingle Martin doing down there, and do you think he has a future there with the Chiefs?
Yeah, he's doing good. He really is. We like him. He's still here. You know, he hadn't played, but we like him. He has some talent. And you know, we're looking for young players. I mean, and he was a young quarterback. Now we got three young ones, and we're trying to develop a quarterback and see where we're headed. But we like him. He's got some ability.
How healthy is Brody Croyle looking?
He's good. He's healthy. He's throwing, practicing, he's doing everything we're asking him to do, so he's excited about playing again.
Coach, could you talk a little bit about, you know, there's been some injuries here on the defensive line with the Titans, what the impact would be if they were to lose a Tony Brown or a Kyle VandenBosch along the defensive line?
Well, the thing you learn about that is the guys that are behind them, I mean, obviously get an opportunity to play, and a lot of times you'd be surprised they take advantage of it, and I think the way that they play defense, they've got a bunch of core guys around those guys that all they need to do is their job. And I think the guys they have that don't play a lot, that are the rotation guys, will get a great opportunity if they get a chance to play. And they're a very confident defense, and I think those guys will go in there and do a good job if they're asked to play.
Are the Titans, are they scary at all with the way that they've been playing? with the fact in mind being that they've continually said that they haven't yet played their best game?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, if they haven't played their best game, if they're saying that, yeah, they are scary because they're playing pretty good. I don't know what their best game is, but every time I watch them, they're playing pretty good. They're playing real consistent. I think they know who they are. They don't get frazzled. You know, they don't give up a lot of big plays. They take the ball away. They sack the quarterback. They do all the things you have to do to play good defense. And they got a good offense. The offense stays on the field. They can run the football. They can make big plays in the passing game. They play very well together as a football team, offensively and defensively. And their special teams has always been good, in my opinion.
A lot of the attention here goes to the defensive line, but the offensive line, you could argue, has been one of the more underrated parts of the team this year. Why do you think they've been so successful?
Well, I think they play together, and they've got the veteran guys up there. I know the center, Kevin Mawai, played for me in New York. He's a good football player. They play together. They play together very, very well. They know what they need to do in the running game. They do a good job of protecting the quarterback. You don't hardly get to the quarterback much. Mike does a great job of calling plays, keeping you off balance. So they do a great job.